Hey, welcome to Intentional Living Center today. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson, and we open the doors today to focus on the little things in your marriage, little things that make a big difference, you know. It's the little things that make a big difference. You ever get just a little stone in your shoe, the difference that can make? How about the other way? How about the little things that are loving, that are positive, the little things that build up, the little things that show that you are being intentional in loving your spouse? What are the little things in your marriage that have added up to make a big difference? I'd love to hear them. Are you ready? Let's go. This is Intentional Living.
Welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a best-selling author and your advocate for the family. Our lines are open at 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. Now, from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your marriage, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you much, Kurt, and welcome to the Intentional Living today. Glad to be with you. Looking forward to a good day. You know, we like to talk about marriage. It's a big part of relationship, and today we're going to talk about the little things in marriage. Love to have you join in as you call 888-888-1717. Little things. Is it words that are spoken? Is it when your spouse takes time just to do something without being asked? Is it the fact that you get a hug every day? Is it that you plan things every day together? I don't know. What are the little things that have made a difference, that have added up to a big difference in your marriage? I want you to join in with us here today. 888-888-1717 is the number. You know, the Bible says we're to be kind to each other and tenderhearted, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven you. It's a great reminder of the power of forgiveness. And, you know, if we keep account of all of the things that are wrong in our marriage, if we keep focused on all the things that don't work in our marriage, if we keep our attention on the things that don't seem to be building up positive, loving connection in your marriage, it's pretty easy to see the little things that are negative can overtake the little things that are positive. I'm convinced it's not the big things ultimately that make the difference, except in the case of some of the big negative things that can make a huge difference. But, you know, just going on getting a great big gift once a year or doing some big special thing, those are nice, but it's the accumulation of a little thing over an extended period of time that ultimately makes the biggest difference. And we'd love to hear your story today. We've got some Facebook things we're going to get to and your comments as well. 888-888-1717. Well, this is the week. We've been talking for the last several weeks here about a tour that was going to begin this week for parents on an intentional living tour focusing on parenting. We call it a parents' night out. It's going to be for couples with kids. It'll be a date night for couples. Singles are coming. We've got a great response, and we're looking forward to meeting our friends across the state of Michigan this weekend as we begin this Friday in Midland, Friday night, Saturday night in Jackson, and then in Flint on Sunday night. And wow, we'd love to have you be a part of it. It's going to be a very practical night, a very practical evening, a very practical, fun experience. I promise you. I really do. I promise you. So get your tickets today. Check them out. They're available online at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Are you ready? Let's get into it.
Way that I feel loved by my husband is when he helps me in the home.
I feel most loved by my husband when he does something for me that I know he doesn't like to do. He works and so do I, and we have three beautiful kids. And so when I come home from work and I see that the dishes are done or that he's swept or mopped, I know that he did it out of love for me, and so that makes me feel really loved.
When he sees me struggling with my day-to-day chores and he pitches in and helps without me needing to ask.
It's just simple things like if I have a heavy box that needs carrying out to the car, helping me wash the dishes or helping me fold clothes. I guess just acts of service. We've been married almost 33 years and have people still tell us that we act like we're newlyweds.
Good for you. Hey, I'm loving the stuff that's coming in on the phone so far and on Facebook. Mary says on Facebook that my husband brings me coffee every morning. We still have fun, pray together, 27 years together. Carol, this is interesting. Carol says, talking about the little things that make a difference. She says, I tend to buy generic things. You know, you get a generic label instead of paying for the brand stuff. But my husband brought home name brand saltine crackers because I'm sick. I love my man. Deborah says, hand-holding. Vanita says, random. Hey, beautiful text. You know, those kind of random texts that just come in. Hey, beautiful, from my husband. That's nice. Oh, James. James talked about the little things. He says, oh, my goodness, the foot rubs. Also, the scriptures my wife writes on the fridge whiteboard every day. I like this one. This is good. Barb says, my husband gets up a couple of hours before me and resets the alarm clock for me every time for 27 years. So she didn't have to wake up, see? He resets it for her so she knows that when her time comes, she'll be awakened. Sarah says, Kit Kats, flowers, and 50-cent slushies. All right, let's go. Let's find out what America says today. By Maria in Texas. Hi there, Maria.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Appreciate your call. What's the little things that have added up in your marriage?
There are so many. We've been married for 35 years, but several years back, my husband surprised me with a trip. We were taking his sister to the airport, and it was on Valentine's Day, and I had no idea. It was like 4:30 in the morning. I had not realized what day it was. So I just put on, you know, a hat and fluffy slippers, and let's go. And we're taking his sister, and I couldn't understand why I had to go, but I went nonetheless. And when we got to the airport, I was helping take out some luggage and everything, and we're at the door, and he hands me a letter, and the letter said, we're going to go to New York City for the weekend for Valentine's Day. And I, in my head, I couldn't get myself wrapped around what was going on, and I said, I can't go. I have to go to a meeting. And he goes, no, it's been cleared. I called, you know, your boss, and everything is good to go, and so let's go. And I was like, I'm not supposed to. I mean, it was just hard for me to understand that. And then finally, when I'm in the airplane, I realized that I had slippers that did not match, and I didn't have on socks. And so in the Dallas airport, I had to buy shoes and things like that. But that was probably one of the most rememberable things that my husband has ever done. And he's just such a great man.
His
name is Eric.
Now, is that his temperament? Is he just that kind of a spontaneous guy?
He really is. He's just such a great guy. He won the Jefferson Award several years ago, and that's just for a person that does a lot of great things in the community and selflessly. So he's just a great guy, you know, just a wonderful man.
Well, good for you. You're very fortunate. How many years you've been married, did you say, Maria?
35. Yes.
All right. Well, you better keep a bag packed. You never know when it's happening again.
I think I will.
Make sure next time you get the two slippers that match when you get them on, though.
Okay. I'm going to have to remember that time. Yes, you're right.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate your call, Maria. Talking about the little things that make a difference. On Facebook, here's what you're saying. Sharla posted, snuggling on the couch and watching our favorite show together and helping each other. Talk about the little things now. Cecilia says a kind word. You know, a word aptly spoken, the Bible says, is like apples of gold and settings of silver. It's a powerful thing. Just to speak a word that is very encouraging, speak a word that is building up, speaking a word that speaks into your spouse's life, very powerful. Julie says he brings me a cup of juice and iced tea to wake up to and a hug before he leaves for work. 34 years they've been married. Ryan says apologizing quickly and moving on. No silent treatments, no walking away mad. Acknowledgement when I'm wrong. Taking responsibility. Good for you. What about you? The little things. What's one little thing that has been a part of your marriage, part of your life, part of your spouse's life, part of both of your lives that you look back and say, you know, that really has made a difference in our marriage. That's why we're still married. 888-888-1717.
Hi, Dr. Randy. This is Karen, and I am just calling from Peoria. And I wanted to call and just express that my husband and I are doing so much better at doing intentional things for each other that make each other feel special. And one of the things that my husband has been doing for me that I just really appreciate is every morning he gets up, he turns the coffee pot on, and he brings me a cup of coffee. And he'll even open the shower door and let me take a sip of coffee first thing in the morning. And it's just a special thing that he does for me.
You know, it seems to be a theme of coffee. You know, my wife, that's a big thing, you know, getting coffee. And some days I'll push the button, but she's got one of these little Keurig deals that, you know, you put the cup thing in and then you pull it down. So if I do it too soon, it's not going to be hot. So, but I do this. If you go out there and I see that the Keurig is, the water's too low. So when the timer comes on, it's just blinking, waiting to get more water. Not always, but if I see it, I'll put water in there. Do I get any brownie? I'm desperate. I am desperate, looking for things that you do. You know, it's the little things in marriage that really do make a difference. I think about my wife, and Donna is always so very considerate to take care of the needs around the home. She's taking care. She's always, when we had the kids, were at home. She's always taking care of making sure things are set in a way that the focusing on the family, focusing on the relationships. And when I think of Donna over the years and her support, you know, just being there for the things. When you get into ministry and it's stressful, like this week, this is a stressful week. We got four conferences, you know, coming up here, and Donna and I are going to be a part of that, plus doing the radio program, plus all the business things, plus all the things that we're doing in our family, just the life things. Just being there, you know, just standing with you, standing with me, standing together as a team. Boy, that really, those are things that make a difference to me. It really does. Makes my day much easier. Okay, Julie is here on the line in Michigan. Hi there, Julie.
Hi.
Welcome to the program. What's the little thing in your marriage?
The little thing in my marriage is my husband and I got married very young, had two children back to back, and ended up in divorce.
Mm.
Now, 30-some years have went by. We have become best friends. He is like a big brother to me. When both my parents died, they left us an inheritance. I was able to purchase, straight out, buy a home. And it needed some TLC. And that man worked from 7 in the morning till 7, 8, 9, 10 at night, getting this house ready. We had 45 days. And never asked for one thing in return. Hmm. And I said to him, I said, Jim, I want you to know that I don't take what you do for granted. I appreciate everything that you do. And he said to me, I'm doing this for you now, because I couldn't do and give to you when we were married. And that is probably the sweetest thing anyone has ever said to me.
Mm.
And he is such a blessing in my life.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's quite a story. What's keeping you from guys not getting remarried, getting married?
Well, we live together. He has the west wing. I have the east wing. We meet at the Keurig in the morning. We don't want to ruin our friendship, and if it's meant to be, if God has brought us back together for that reason, then it will happen.
Well, listen, we're going to pray, because God's purpose is for you guys to be married. If you're living together and you're on even the opposite ends of the house, I would encourage you to get married. I would encourage you to make that a priority. You talk about honoring God, seeing what's happened in your life, and a restoration of your marriage and getting clearly in the center of God's will could be a very beautiful thing, a real testimony to people looking in and say, hey, that's God's intention. Two people, man and woman, married, and even though their marriage fell apart, they got divorced, they decided before God to reconcile. And that's a beautiful thing, and that's our prayer for you.
Dear Dr. Randy, Thank you for inviting my mom to Parents Night Out. I know she has a tough job to do, and I'm not always the easiest person to deal with, but she's been so different since she's come back. She listens more, doesn't raise her voice as much, and I notice her praying more for me too. I hope one day I'll be as good a parent as she is.
You know, every day you get a chance in the relationship between you and your spouse to be an example to the world of what God's intentional love is all about. And in a world today that has diminished the value of a biblical view of what marriage is, what an opportunity for those of us who are believers in Jesus Christ to really make our marriage an example of God's intentional love. And I think when we do a program like this today, it is a reminder that it becomes the little things in your marriage, it becomes the little things in your relationship that will ultimately make the big difference. Now, when we get married, we have an opportunity every day to get up every day and say, I remain committed to this marriage. I remain committed by doing these little things. See, we talk about habits at Intentional Living. It's not about the daily actions. Just, you know, we have an action and then you show love toward your spouse, and then maybe 3 weeks later you show love again in some little way. But it's the little things over an extended period of time that make a difference. Habits are doing the next right one thing every day over an extended period of time, and that makes the biggest difference at all in your life. You know, as I heard that testimony about this young lady talking about wanting to grow up and be like her mom, you know, wanting to grow up and be like her someday, that's really the passion of our life. Our goal here at Intentional Living is to help couples, married couples, to make marriage work and to honor God, to help parents. You may be a single parent. You may be a couple with children, to be the kind of parents that honors God and to do those things every day as a parent, to do those things every day in the relationship with your kids that really build this next generation. That's why when we go out on the road and we take our conferences from Intentional Living on the road, we do so with a passion to help you become God's ambassador, if you please, living out your life every day to please Him and to make a difference in the community. And this weekend, we've talked about Parents Night Out for a few weeks. We're beginning the series this week. And, of course, it's very close to my heart and mind this week as we've been preparing the outline and looking at what we're going to be talking about and focusing on sharing with you the five things that your kids need to know before they go home and or before they leave home to develop their own home. By the time we get there to share with you each of the decades of life and what you can do in that first decade of life with your kids and that second decade of life with your kids through the teen years and into young adulthood, to lay out for you the steps of what it means to be an intentional parent. And I hope you're going to come and be with us. We start this Friday, October 9th, in Midland, and then Saturday night in Jackson, and Sunday night in Flint, and then in Mesa and Phoenix on October 23 and 24 for the Valley, and then Tucson on November the 6th. Man, get your tickets and come on out. We're going to celebrate what it means to be a parent that's intentional. And you can get your tickets today by going to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Our smartphones. They've pretty much become an extension of our bodies. We don't go anywhere without them.
Hello?
So why not use that smartphone to help you lead an intentional life? Join thousands of people on Facebook who've committed to living an intentional life. Share your story or be inspired by someone else's. Or follow Dr. Randy and get your encouragement in 140 characters or less on Twitter. Find us on Facebook when you search Intentional Living. And if you want to follow Dr. Randy on Twitter, just search for the IL Center.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Randy?
All right. Thank you, Kurt, and welcome back here to the Intentional Living Center. If you're a new listener and wonder what Intentional Living is all about, Intentional Living, we started back in 2006 with a real passion. I'll tell you what I was seeing back then. What I was noticing and working with couples and with individuals and parents and with business people is that we don't lack knowledge. There's plenty of information available. There's plenty. You can Google almost any topic today, and if it's a reliable source, find things that are going to be helpful and productive and practical. Our life is today not a search for the right getting information. It is a search for getting the right information, and certainly as Christians to get godly information. That's one thing. But the second thing is it's actually doing the next right one thing. Intentional living comes down to what is it that I intend to do today? In this case, what do I intend to do in my marriage today? Am I going to be a jerk? Am I going to be unkind? Am I going to be unloving? Am I going to be faithful? Am I going to be unfaithful? Am I going to do something that builds my marriage or tears down my marriage? It's a daily decision, and our whole purpose of intentional living is helping take these actions. You know, we teach at our conferences and so on. What are the steps that you can take? What are the specific things that you can do that'll make a difference? And then having one thing and then focusing on it. That's why we have our 30-day challenge for the last number of years, where we challenge you to take one thing for 30 days and make it a passion in your life. We've had now, what, over 47,000, nearly 48,000 people who've taken that online free class online with the videos. And thousands that have come to our conferences, and of course, all the listeners around the world. I would encourage you today to be focused in your marriage on one thing that you could do for the next 30 days that would make the single biggest difference. What would it be? It could even be a very little thing like we've talked about today, and then do that one thing. Okay, Karen's on the line joining us from Michigan. Karen, welcome to Intentional Living.
Hello, Dr. Randy. It's actually Kara.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kara. Thank
That's
you
okay.
for correcting me. That's
no problem.
Thank you.
No
what,
problem.
So what is it, Kara, that is a little thing in your marriage?
Yeah, so my husband is an awesome guy, and he knows that one of my love languages is words of affirmation. And leaving notes around the house is not something that came supernatural to him. And so he has developed this way to show me love. And when I come home from the grocery store and I portion control our chicken, he writes on the Ziploc bag a note of encouragement. It might say, I love your smile, or thanks for your support, or your tender heart blesses many. So every time I pull a package of chicken out for dinner, there's a note of affirmation written from his heart to me in a very intentional way.
Does he ever say thanks for the chicken?
Yes, he does. Sometimes it says, this dinner is going to be yummy.
So he gets into the freezer after you put them in there or in the refrigerator and puts these Post-it notes on them.
Well, actually, he writes on the bag. We do it as a team effort, and I'll say, you know, are you ready to do, we call it chicken hand, clean hand. And so he'll write on the bag something, and then I don't look at what it is, and I'll put the chicken in, and then he puts it in the freezer, and I don't see it until I pull it out.
Well, good. This is a career. What does he do for a living?
He's a human resources manager.
Oh. So it's sort of, he's creative.
He is creative, and he came up with it all on his own. He just said one day, I'm going to do this. I know that I'm not good at leaving notes around the house for you like you do for me, and this is an intentional way that I'm going to show you that I love you, and I know that words are important to you.
Now, you do know there's somebody down at the trash company when they've seen all these bags coming through.
That's all right. He belongs to me, and I love it.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Kara. Appreciate your call.
You're welcome.
All right.
Take care, Dr. Randy.
Hey, you know, yes, thank you, Kara. You know, it's the little things. I mean, how simple is that? You know what his investment was? A permanent marker and a few minutes and a little creativity. I call it planned spontaneity. And when you do the little things, hey, listen, that's the message today. Let's get intentional. Doing little things every day that can build into our marriage. I think one of the reasons as parents we get so discouraged is we set a lot of goals. Goals for ourselves and for our family and for our kids. And then when a goal is met or we fail at a goal, we can feel kind of hollow or we can kind of feel like we failed. But if we come back to the intentionality of our life, what is God's intention for you as a parent and for me as a grandparent? What is God's heart for us as parents? That makes all the difference. So when our goals have to be changed or when we have to modify what we're attempting to do as a parent, we can always fall back on this basic
intentionality or God's intention for us as a family.
That is an excerpt lifted from this month's teaching that's going out to members of Intentional Living around the country on CD, and I thank you for your support. Ladies and gentlemen, and young and old, and couples and singles, you guys and ladies are making a difference. And I thank you for it. Your support is very, very practical. Now, this is the first month that I'm beginning a series for the next few months on the topic. I'm calling it the Intentional Living Process. And I'm laying out, it's a freedom process that really experience freedom in your life, focusing on an intentional goal, repeating actions until they become habits, eliminating clutter, and then enjoying the process. And I talk about this in parenting for this month of October. And then in November, it's going to be the same process, but we're going to focus on specific 10 steps you can take in marriage. And then we're going to talk about finance and work and so on every month, a different topic. And so this is a great time to come and join us as a monthly member so you can get signed up for the first, right at the beginning here, of this process that we're beginning here in October. And you can join today. You can join and become a member of Intentional Living today by simply going to our website, theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Or you can talk to one of our staff during West Coast business hours by calling 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. And we would certainly love to hear from you. And by the way, Steve just reminds me that we have a very special gift for you, for everybody who shares a gift right now this month to Intentional Living. It's God's Intentional Love. It's a beautiful 16-month calendar. You're going to enjoy it. It's only from Intentional Living and Family Life Communications, our gift to you. Ask for it when you share your gift at theintentionallife.com. All right, Linda Swindley is going to be joining me on an upcoming program here, Take This Job and Love It, How to Have a Great Workplace for Yourself. And then we're going to talk about parenting, a couple topics, work and parenting this week, as we get prepared for the Parents' Night Out, The Secrets of Intentional Parenting. It's the conference, a tour on the road starting in Midland this Friday, Midland, Michigan, and then at Messiah Lutheran Church Saturday at Grace Church in Jackson, Sunday, Flint, Michigan at Central Nazarene Church, and then coming up in a couple weeks in Phoenix and Mesa, and in Phoenix, October 23 and 24, and then in Tucson on November the 6th. Get your tickets for the Parents' Night Out. And I encourage you to get them today. Go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. God bless you, and we'll see you next time right here at the Intentional Living Center.